the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks again for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. If you're listening on Radio MD, thank you. If you're listening all across the country on our wonderful affiliates, thank you very much. And if you're listening on iHeartRadio Talk, that's another innovative way to get this terrific information weekly. We're on iHeartRadio Talk, add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com. If you download the app, you may do it that way. If you listen on the computer, your computer on the web, click Talk in the main menu, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. 20 minutes after the hour of this hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not. There's a link between air pollution and autism that he wants to talk about. Also, there's another new environmental link to breast cancer. And bottle bombs are hitting Washington, D.C. area movies. Bottle bombs. And if there's a couple of minutes extra time, we last week we did a kind of a mailbag section with Dr. Gary Ginsberg, some listener questions. Not able to finish them all up last week. This week, there are a couple more. If we get some time, we'll get those questions on and Dr. Gary Ginsberg's answers. So it's what's toxic, what's not, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. In the meantime, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Shark meat, Dr. Mike. I'm not sure I've ever had it, but what's the situation with shark meat?
Well, you go in and you ask for, you know, when you go into a restaurant, they'll serve a whole bunch of fish, if you will. And when you go in Latin America or some other country, shark is a common meat. But it has so much pollution that a shark is a bottom scavenging fish and an old fish generally. And in the bottom, if you will, scavengers get a lot of arsenic and mercury and lead and a whole bunch of really bad metals in them. And when you eat the meat, you get those. And there's so much arsenic and other stuff in them that, in fact, you're more likely to die from eating the shark meat than you are even if you're in the ocean with a shark.
It's not very, it's not sold very much in this country, is it?
There are a fair
number of places.
Well,
why would they sell it then? Why would they offer it then if it's so dangerous?
Because people want to buy it and eat it.
But it's got arsenic in it, my goodness.
I mean, they didn't know that before. I mean, we knew it had a lot of mercury in it. You know, you go to the any restaurant, sushi restaurant, they sell tuna, right?
Yes.
If you're more likely to get a high dose of mercury from that tuna than you are a beneficial piece of meat. Mm-hmm. And so that's the problem is that a lot of the fish, especially the bottom scavengers, have that, if you will, the toxins in them and the heavy metals in them.
What are some rules to eating sushi? Not that I've ever had sushi before. Probably wouldn't want to eat it anyway, but for me, that's my own personal taste.
You know, probably the best rule is don't. Most of the sushi is uncooked fish, and there's a high degree of parasites in it. If you happen to get a cooked or good piece of fish, you're really getting very little of the protein and a lot more white rice. That's because most of the calories in sushi isn't the small piece of fish you get, but is the white rice that is around it. So a couple rules. If you're going to have sushi, just have it with lettuce or a vegetable surrounding the fish. And secondly, make sure the fish is cooked, which means it's not sushi.
We were sitting around the newsroom yesterday, and we were talking about sushi and, you know, these kind of things. And somebody said, well, you can get cooked sushi, but the only real way to eat it is have it raw. Or eating, you know, that's the only real way to have it and really enjoy it is to eat raw sushi. I said, okay, doubtful for me, anyway.
That's right. The problem is that in fact, my favorite study of all, I got to tell you, because it's crazy, is the one where they sampled 120 different sushi samples, 10 or 12 from each of 10 or 12, I can't remember it, cities in the United States. The higher price the sushi, the less likely it was to be tuna, uh-huh. and the more likely it was to be something like tilapia. So if you got sushi in New York City or San Francisco or Toronto, it had a 96% chance of not being sushi. Now, it turns out because of the craziness of tuna being mercury-laden, it was going to be much healthier if you ate just tilapia, not healthier for your pocketbook, but healthier.
We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago where some fishes mislabel what they call mahi-mahi, right? You said isn't always mahi-mahi. Sometimes they it's tilapia, which they call mahi-mahi. So it's not always what you see isn't always what you get.
Right. In fact, the fish that was the worst labeled was what was called, I may get it wrong, but I think it was called red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Red snapper was actually 33 samples of red snapper in the USDA sample in October, November, December last year. Of the 33 samples, it was 27 different, by DNA testing, different species of fish, one of which was tilefish, which is a bottom fishing, a bottom eater. And it is so bad that it is banned from the United States because it has so high mercury content in it.
The category is nutrition, Dr. Mike. The powerhouse fruits and vegetables list. What's number one?
Well, it turns out it's watercress, which surprised the heck out of me.
Watercress.
Now, watercress is in the cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, if you will, the cruciferous vegetable family, and does have a lot of potassium, fiber, and magnesium in it. So apparently it's pretty good. I didn't realize it was that good. So, if you will, a healthy...
Have you ever had it?
Have I had watercress? Sure.
Yeah?
I have it all the time.
Oh, do you really? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, or often they will serve you a salad that has a lot of watercress, and it's a very healthy salad. I thought it was just inexpensive.
Just a filler, right? Just a filler. You didn't realize how good it was.
But it's the healthiest filler.
Yeah. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Food stamp, a soda ban is the headline, and how many children can be saved from obesity if there was a food stamp soda ban?
Well, this is a very interesting thing because, you know, it was brought up by Bloomberg. Mayor Bloomberg, when he was mayor of New York, wanted to say to the U.S. government, can you do this? Can you ban buying sugar drinks with food stamps, SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program? And the federal government said it's just too complex to do it. And now a couple Republican senators, which is interesting because it's crossed the aisle. It's not just Democrats. It's now Republicans say we could save a lot of lives. There's some Republicans and some Democrats against it because it, quote, limits freedom of choice. But you would save 140,000 lives, and you'd save about 2.4% of people from getting obese each year.
Udocs@gmail.com is the email address, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up after the break, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. A link between air pollution and autism is found in a latest study. Also, a new environmental link to breast cancer. Bottle bombs are hitting Washington, D.C. area movies. And if we get a couple minutes, we'll finish up our Q&A with some of your email questions for Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up on What's Toxic, What's Not. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Our show brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our weekly toxicologist, every week at this time to talk about some interesting topics he's researched for us. Also, if we have a couple minutes, we'll get to some questions we didn't get to last week in the mailbag section. Where do you want to start with Gary today, Dr. Mike?
Well, what's this about bottle bombs?
Yeah, this was a disturbing stir to me. It's one of these nightmares that that there are the ingredients around home, the cleaning department in particular, or the pool chemical department in particular, that if gotten into mischievous hands can lead to, all you need is a Coke bottle and some of these household cleaning products that can release chlorine gas inside. And it builds up chlorine gas inside the bottle to the point where the bottle will break, rupture with a pop, and will release toxic chlorine gas into, if it's a confined space, it could be pretty concerning. So apparently there's a young man, a 20-year-old, who has been caught. But he did a series, I believe, three movie theaters in the Washington, D.C. area over the course of the last couple of weeks. He has been setting off bottle bombs. Motive unknown. Fortunately, no one has been hurt, but there certainly is potential for damage to the lungs, chemical acid spray on people that could burn their clothing, burn their skin, burn their eyes. So this is being treated as a serious chemical terrorist type of incident. So
now,
whatever his motive.
Now, Gary, when yeah. this happens, if this happened, other than getting out of the theater as fast as possible because you don't want that chlorine gas, can you
right.
put cloths in front of it? Does that filter out anything? What would you do?
No, you would immediately tell people to leave the theater and calmly, not hyperventilating. If you put a handkerchief up to your mouth or your hand to your mouth, it's not really, you know, unless you can hold your breath. You know, if you're for about 10 seconds as you're trying to leave, you would want to close your eyes if it went off anywhere near you. But, of course, you have to see to get out of the theater. Authorities did escort people out. They evacuated these theaters immediately. The reality is that unless the bomb goes off right in your immediate vicinity, I mean like within 5 feet of you, you're probably not going to get enough chlorine inhalation exposure to do any lung damage. So in a movie theater, there's enough airspace above the bottle bomb to dilute it. Unless you're sitting right next to it, probably not a big risk. And in these cases, it was more for effect than to do any damage. But it still is a toxic concern that these can. So my advice to homeowners is if you've got mischievous teenagers around, make sure that you have your really caustic, hazardous cleaning products. If you have to have them at all, which I would say don't even have them in the house, and your pool chemicals as well, lock and key to make sure that it doesn't get into the wrong hands.
Gary, what's the link between air pollution and autism? What have you found?
Well, there was a study in 2013 which was intriguing, an epidemiological study that said that kids living in higher air pollution zones have higher rates of autism. It wasn't dramatic. You know, there's so many factors that go into autism rates that you wouldn't expect any one factor to be that dramatic. But following up, you know, these researchers from the University of Rochester are just now publishing some research which gets more into the mechanism of it, and it's a controlled animal study, which is in some ways better than a human epidemiology study because you know exactly what the exposure is, you know exactly what the animals are capable of doing as they're learning and growing, and then you see what air pollution episodes, which they exposed these mice to, these young mice, to expose them to air pollution episodes at the level of air pollution that you would find at rush hour, okay, in traffic. And they did that for about a week, and then they let them go over up to 10 months. And their learning, their behavior, their attentiveness were all affected. So that is more powerful information than the HEPI study where anything could have explained the association. Here is you know, particulate matter and the simulated air pollution that is leading to what they're finding is an inflammation in brain regions that have to do with making connections, connecting the dots in the brain. And so there is now some perhaps hope that we're getting closer to understanding what might be some environmental links to autism. We know that the rates have gone up quite a bit. Air pollution levels have not gone up quite a bit over the same time frame necessarily, as we as a society have done a better job controlling air pollution. So it's probably not the whole story, but it may be some part of the autism story.
Let's go into this mailbag here, because we have a couple of questions from listeners. They probably want to get your answers, so let's get to a mailbag question. My spouse uses some Breeze fragrance to clear room air at home, but it has phthalates, I heard you say, Dr. Gary. At MGM Staywell Rooms, they use one with only essential oils. Is that really safer for my health?
Yes. Fragrance tends to have phthalate as a carrier. Now, I've looked at a variety of studies that have looked at air fresheners and whether they have phthalates, and it's been hit or miss. Some studies show it in products, and other products don't have it, and I'm not familiar enough with Breeze or the product mentioned in this to know if it's got it. It may not have been tested in the studies I looked at, if it's got phthalates. But certainly you do not want to be putting extra phthalates into your indoor air. And a product that has essential oil would not be most likely not be carrying phthalates, so that would be a better bet. But my suggestion is cut down on use of air freshener overall, because it tends to just mask problems rather than fixing odorous problems. And if it's an unavoidable odorous place like a cat litter closet, well, you might put some air freshener in there, but you don't have to have air freshener through your entire house. That was, you know, they promote that in TV commercials, but most people don't need that. Open a window.
I got about a minute. Let's do this question. I travel a lot for business. I've heard I'm getting exposed to radiation every time I take a plane and go through the airport scanner. How worried do I need to be, and are there ways I can reduce my exposure in other areas of my life?
X-ray scanners and security check-ins at airports used to be very common. But partially for this reason, they have been phased out, and now there is a much lower intensity way. You know, they don't need to penetrate your bones to and see your bone structure to find out whether or not you're carrying a weapon. So, you know, getting penetration through your clothing level is enough to, you know, for a metal object to jump out. So they're not high-intensity scanners, very low radiation dose, it's like 5 millirems, compared to what you're going to get on the flight, because traveling in the air does get you at 30,000 feet coast to coast. You get much higher, like half into chest x-ray every time you fly.
Right.
So the scanner is much less important.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? His website's great, too, whatstoxic.com. Every week here on the show, udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U. docs@gmail.com. More of the top medical stories coming up after the break with Dr. Mike Royson here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. YouDocs at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com is our email address. As we roll on with the top medical news stories of the week here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike, you have some new information about e-cigarettes. What can you tell us?
Well, this is interesting. The Colorado Department of Health has now got a huge number of emergency room admissions, mostly in children who have found edible marijuana or have eaten the actual parent's stash and have come in with toxicity from serious overdoses on marijuana. There are a couple of deaths. Even more on e-cigarettes, apparently the refill liquid, some people just buy the liquid and refill it themselves, and the kids have gotten into the liquid, and there are a number of deaths from overdoses of nicotine. You don't want to take too much of this stuff. It's bad enough you can get it in cigarettes, but at least that's a meter. These kids just drank the liquid, and believe it or not, just one shot of the nicotine liquid is enough to kill an adult. And so, meaning a shot glass full of it. In fact, 1 ounce is enough to, even less than a shot glass, half a shot glass. And so imagine what can kill the kids, and they just get a hold of the refill liquid and think it's candy because it smells nice, because these e-cigarette companies put in stuff that makes it menthol and mint and bubblegum, etc. flavors, because they're trying to, whether they admit it or not, it seems like, I should say, they're trying to addict children or young adults or teenagers to cigarettes through getting them hooked on the E component of it, the e-cigarette component, and then they switch them to real cigarettes, and that is obviously a danger. So this is a real, how do I call it, problem that's beginning to show up in emergency rooms.
What's going on in Colorado after 5 months of legal marijuana sales? What's going on out there?
Well, they're having the problem was that these kids are having the, if you will, they're getting into the edible forms of the marijuana, and actually eating it and getting overdoses. And they're also having some problems in it being carted outside the state. So, if you will, the real problem also is in impaired drivers. They take the marijuana and then they drive, and in fact, now 12.5% of all citations for driving under the influence is driving under the influence of marijuana.
Not good.
The industry, I guess, in the first 3 months generated about $12.6 million in taxes and fees. But probably, and the other thing that was interesting is assaults and robberies are down. So crime is down, though it's impossible to say whether that's due to making marijuana legal or not.
Let's stay in the smoking category here and talk about hookah bars. And apparently it's Baltimore hookah bars are having a dangerous situation in these places. What's going on there?
Yeah, the hookah bar, actually, this is, you know, everyone thinks that if it goes through water, it is going to be safe. But they have a huge concentration of carbon monoxide, which both dulls your judgment because it impedes oxygen transfer, so your brain doesn't function as well. And the second thing is it also, there's a large quantity of nicotine in the air, so it keeps you addicted to the tobacco, which is why you keep coming back to the hookah bar. But it is the mistake, there's a mistaken notion that tobacco or anything else smoked in a hookah or through a water pipe is safer than cigarettes. It just isn't, and especially isn't in the second-hand smoke. So the second-hand smoke, in fact, the levels that this Johns Hopkins study of both particulate matter, that is the particulate matter that injure your lung long-term, and of the carcinogens was several times higher than that in a regular bar that allows cigarettes to be sold in it. So this is really, it's quite disturbing that the hookah bars, which do exist and are legal, are apparently causing some serious ill health effects on the people using them.
Yeah, nothing good can come out of anything like that. I mean, I've seen a couple of hookah bars on television. I said, what are these people? You know, are they nuts to be doing these things? Nothing good can ever come out of those kind of, you know, situations involving tobacco or any nicotine or things like that. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Carrageenan. Why should we avoid carrageenan in yogurts, Dr. Mike?
Well, carrageenan is a natural food alternative. But when we looked at it carefully, we did this study about 3 months ago at the Cleveland Clinic in our prescriptive wellness committee, because it was suggested that it was a great fiber. And we looked at it, and it's worse than trans fat. it literally is one of the things that is causing what otherwise would be known as healthy food, low fat, low sugar yogurts. A lot of yogurts have this carrageenan as a food additive or a thickening agent. So it's a thickening agent. It's in almost every non-dairy milk. It's in almost all processed meats. It's in almost all yogurt. And what happens is this, even in food grade, it causes digestive disease, meaning it causes holes. It literally causes you to have holes punched in your intestine that allow inflammation in the rest of your body, as well as allow some, how do you call it, toxins to get into your body. So it is, if you're going to go on an exclusion diet, the recommendation is the first thing you do is look for carrageenan. Now, because it's a food additive and is, quote, judged safe, in other words, you can, this has been around before the law came into existence. The food companies don't need to say that they add carrageenan. So you have to look, and you often have to question. But basically, if the yogurt doesn't say no carrageenan in it, you've got to assume that it's in there. It also causes insulin intolerance, so makes more likely for you to get diabetes. It basically is a bad actor. Causing liver inflammation as well as gut inflammation. And let me read you, this is from Steve Hanauer, who's chief of gastroenterology at the University of Chicago, a good friend of mine. His quote is, "The rising incidence and prevalence of ulcerative colitis across the globe is correlated with increased consumption of processed food, especially products containing carrageenan." So even this is even a physician of very strong repute has found the same thing we did in our quick scan of the literature and analysis by our prescriptive wellness committee. We should exclude carrageenan.
udocs@gmail.com is our email address, youdocs@gmail.com. We have one more segment to go. In this hour of the show this week, we'll finish up with some of the top medical stories of the week. When will fitness get the recognition it deserves? That's a question that needs to be answered. How many people do you think will be cancer survivors, say, by the year 2024? How about the paleo diet? Familiar with the paleo diet? It may not be all it's built up to be. And can your diet be too clean? How about that? Can your diet be too clean? More on that and more coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Radio MD is giving away $25 gift cards, and you can be a winner. You can spend the $25 in the Life Extension Store online for the best quality vitamins, minerals, and unique specially made formulas. It's the gift of health, and it's easy to win. Just go to RadioMD.com/contest. That's RadioMD.com/contest, or look for the contest entry on our site. It's just like cash, $25 to spend on the great health products at Life Extension from your friends at Radio MD. Enter now, RadioMD.com/contest.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Last segment of the hour, last segment, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening today. Florida, Dr. Mike, facing some mosquito problems. What's going on in Florida with these mosquitoes?
Yeah, this is actually amazing because it's a really big item, especially if we do get weather changes that bring the El Nino here next year and everything gets warmer up north, because that breeds mosquitoes. And in fact, it is the mosquitoes that are threatening dengue fever and chikungunya, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, chikungunya. These are affecting more than 100,000 people in many of the Caribbean nations. So 100,000 people in the Dominican Republic have been affected by between the two, dengue and chikungunya. And so, and these leave you, they, one, can kill you, and two, even more, they can leave you with serious mental and neurologic disabilities and other problems. So they try and get vaccines. We don't have them yet against them. They obviously can bite you, and if they bite infected people and then their second bite is in you, you get the disease with a very high degree of certainty because it's into the blood, because that's what mosquitoes do. So this, you know, there was a very interesting project that the Gates Foundation funded a couple years ago that seemed to work on one of the islands where they bred mosquitoes, male mosquitoes, who had no sperm. They were sterile. They still could copulate or have erections and have sex with the female mosquitoes, but they couldn't propagate. And so they unleashed a raft of these male I guess you'd call them impotent, or not, they're not impotent. They have no propagation capabilities, and they literally wiped out the mosquito population in this area, about 99%. That's what we really need, a huge wipeout of mosquitoes throughout the state of Florida and throughout the Caribbean, because it is this weather. And what do they say? What can you do about it? Well, one is make sure you don't have any standing water, no water in your, if you will, puddles, no water standing in garbage cans or tipped over potential pans of some kind, because that's where mosquitoes breed. They breed awful fast, and they can spread awful fast. And worse than just getting a mosquito bite is getting a deadly disease or a disease that impairs you for life from that mosquito. And I'm a little afraid that this is going to spread throughout the United States.
Yeah, we need a dry summer for a low mosquito population. You get a lot of rain, and like you said, you get the ponding and a lot of standing water, and people don't empty out where standing water is. And so if you have a dry summer, nobody wants a real dry summer, but the less rain, the better it is for mosquitoes.
And we may have to populate the whole United States with mosquitoes that don't have sperm.
Yeah. Researchers are using immunotherapy.
You're not laughing at that. I thought it was pretty clever.
Went over my head.
The Gates Foundation did.
Okay, I did get it. I finally got what you were saying there. Researchers are using immunotherapies against cervical cancer and melanoma. How are they doing that?
Well, this was highlighted by a study from the Mayo Clinic that we talked briefly about a couple weeks ago, where they gave this very high-dose measles vaccine to someone who had a brain tumor, a glioblastoma, stage 4, was going to die, and it wiped it out. And what happens is, literally, you can't find the tumor anymore. So what they're finding out is we attack cancer cells, but we don't do it with very good efficiency in some cases when the tumor gets big enough. So what they've been doing is trying to soup up our own immune system, find our immune cells that attack it, and then get them to multiply, whether in test tubes and then they give them back to you, or whether they multiply as with a vaccine. And so this immunotherapy, attacking our own cancer with our own immune system, is a big, big deal, because it totally changes how we're thinking about cancer. No longer do you attack the cancer. You now soup up your own immune system to attack the cancer more effectively and wipe it out forever. And so in cervical cancer, we know that you can prevent it with the HPV vaccine, and a lot of neck and throat cancer you can prevent with the HPV vaccine. Now maybe we can soup up our own immune system and attack it after the fact. It's never been successfully done this way, so this is a huge breakthrough. We're still 5 years away from it. If it is a breakthrough, everybody getting it. But the results are just astonishing now in some of these cases where they're at the end of life. They've given up hope. They've got these metastases, like this woman with the brain tumor. And all of a sudden, they give her this, and 3 weeks later, they can't find any site or source of the cancer anymore.
Dr. Mike, can our diets be too clean? I thought that was an interesting headline. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is that part of the example in this case was gluten. So gluten has a, if you will, component that is very helpful to you. And so one of the problems is that if we start to do part of the diets, if you will, that are clean, meaning we get rid of things, then maybe we won't get the normal bacteria. Maybe we won't get the normal way we have, if you will, our normal immunity, our normal processes of defending our body. And then when we're attacked by something that normally wouldn't hurt us, we in fact have a problem with it. So it basically is a article saying we may be getting too clean. That is, we may be having too much cleanliness in what we're doing.
All right, I think we have time for one.
Contrast that with Lake Erie and Lake Ontario fish, which seem to have a lot of unclean things about them. And so I think we got a long way to go.
Give me a quick answer. How many cancer survivors will we have in this country by, say, 2024?
I think the number was either 19 or 24 million. It was a huge number. What's the actual number?
19 million.
19 million. So this is many of them are now over 70. They've gotten total rid of their disease. And so now they're at risk of having the long-term complications from the therapy for their disease. So radiation, cardiac problems if they've gotten radiation for their breast cancer, etc.
Thank you for listening today. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.